Despite side effects and recalls, the pharmaceutical industry in the United States is a big one. However, a woman in Green Valley, south of Tucson, is working to educate the public and save horses from the Premarin industry. Karen Pomeroy is the president and founder of Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary.
What we do is rescue mares and foals, rescue horses in general, but primarily our mission is to rescue Premarin mares and foals that are heading to the slaughterhouse. And most of our horses come from Canada because that's where the Premarin farms are. And basically what Premarin is a drug that women take when they go through menopause, and it's derived from pregnant mare's urine. Thus, PMU, pregnant mare urine. That's where they get the PMU from. And so we call them PMU mares and PMU foals. I started the organization in 2004 when, after I had learned about the plight of these horses and after I had found out what the drugs do and the side effects they cause to women when they take the drug.
Pomeroy says Premarin farms have atrocious living conditions for the mares.
For instance, a 1,700-pound mare, which would be a draft cross mare, the requirement for the stall is a 5-foot-wide stall. A 1,350-pound horse, mare, the stall would be 3.5 feet wide. So just visualizing that and visualizing how big a horse is, you can see that they don't have any room to move or to lay down, and they're pregnant the entire time. So the conditions are unnatural to the way a horse is designed.
Pomeroy says the conditions don't get any better around birth time.
Normally what happens is after they are about, when they're about ready to have their foal, they let them out in a big pasture, out in a big field, and there's usually a stallion out there. And they'll have their baby out in the field, and then they'll get impregnated right away because the stallion's out there. And depending on the farm, what they'll do is they'll remove the baby from the mare at a very young age, sometimes as young as a month old or 2 months old, and put them in a separate area and then bring the mares back in to the P-line. And that's their life, year after year after year. 90% of their foals go to slaughter. The mares that come from this industry have never been able to raise their babies.
Karen Pomeroy of Equine Voices says the mares are denied water on a regular basis to make their urine more concentrated. She says when their babies are born, the babies tend to suffer an even worse fate.
In Japan, they buy the babies because they like to ship them alive to Japan, fatten them up, and put them in a feedlot in Japan, and then they slaughter them there. So, you know, there's a misconception out there because people still think that horses that are being slaughtered are lame and they're old and they're crippled, and they're not. They're healthy. They're healthy companion animals. You just took a walk around the ranch, and I mean, all those horses were going to slaughter, and they're incredible. So they're not lame and sick and old.
Pomeroy says she tries to save as many Premarin mares as she can, giving them a life on her 10-acre ranch until they can be trained and adopted.
Not all of them have come here necessarily, but we've saved over 200, probably about 210 horses. And that would include the PMU mares, the babies, and also horses that I've helped place when I receive phone calls from people. I have this old horse, I can't keep it anymore. And I try to sort of be the middle person and work with other organization groups and other people to help place some of those horses.
Pomeroy says her organization depends on the kindness of others.
Donations, our fundraiser, I write grants. We have a sponsorship program where people can sponsor a horse for $50 a month. And they receive a beautiful picture of the horse that they sponsor in their story. And it's a way that they can get involved. And all that money goes to the hay, you know, for the horses. My hay bill is almost $4,000 a month right now just for the hay. And it's gone up a lot in the last couple months. But it's good. I mean, the sponsorship program really helps with that, defraying some of those costs.
And Karen Pomeroy says she can't do her work without volunteers who clean up and do other things. Tucson pastry chef Mary Ann Baines McNamee helps out every Wednesday and calls herself the lead mucker.
I really believe in what Karen's doing. I think it's wonderful that there's a lot of horses out there that need to be rescued. The Premarin industry and the slaughter, and Karen's doing a wonderful thing. She's providing an opportunity for these horses to have another chance.
Equine Voices hosts its annual fundraiser tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Horse Haven Equestrian Center at 4885 South Houghton Road. Some of the rescued horses will be on hand, and there also will be food, music, and auctions. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Robert Rappaport.